I taught her everything she knows. That's why I don't know nothing. Brother Dennis, how about praying for us, please? Amen. Thank you. First of all, I want to apologize to the whole church. I know you don't know this, but a while back I broke the baptistry. The preacher won't tell you that. And then Brother Raymond and Brother Garth and Brother Clark, they worked through the night fixing it back up. But thank you. I'm sorry about that. Sorry. The Lord gave me something to be thankful for, I think. And we'll see. The subject tonight's doctrine. Now, some say doctrine's boring and dry, but one definition is it's the truth. And I've never known the truth to be boring or dry. And doctrine is teaching, it's instruction. I know we don't like to follow instruction, but nature don't. But anyway, sometimes it's fun. First, a little bit about false doctrine. A little bit like counterfeit money. There's many, many ways to have false doctrine and many, many ways to have counterfeit money. But there's only one true, legal, valid dollar bill. Many ways to counterfeit. There's many ways that a question would be false. Only one way a question is true, or a true-false question. And on that false now, Matthew 15:9, "But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." That's the doctrines, plural, is doctrines of men and doctrines of devils. And there's many. Many of them. We won't look at those. This is just a little bit of warning here about false doctrine. Ephesians 4:14, "That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive." Just a couple of warnings about false doctrine. Well, what are we going to do about it? 1 Timothy 1:3, "Charge some that they teach no other doctrine." That's what I'm doing right now. I'm charging you, don't do it. Don't do it. And then here's something else, Romans 16:17. "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them." I recommend in your mind, mark them in your mind. That's what I recommend. "Which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine." The doctrine. "Which ye have learned, and avoid them." That's what I do. It's up to you what you do. That's what I do. "For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good works and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." It's going to sound good. It's going to sound good. It's going to be a fair speech. Big words. And here's the last one on the false. 2 John 1:10. "If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed." I found these quotes here that helped me. And all these men lived before I was born. In a while. Here, Beecher says, talking about doctrine, he says, "Doctrine, not what the theologians have made doctrine to be, they've made it a philosophy." Yeah, right. It's what Beecher says. And he said, "The doctrines which the schools teach are no more like those of the Bible than the carved beams of Solomon's temple were like God's cedar trees on Mount Lebanon. But men cut and hew until they have shaped their own fancies out of God's timber, and then they get up on them and call all the world to answer at their feet for their heresies and their idols." That's what Beecher said before 1950. Here's what Spencer said. He said, "He that shall teach any doctrine that cometh not from God whatsoever he saith is a traitor unto God. Yea, a cursed traitor, though he were an angel from heaven." No other doctrine than this right here. No other doctrine. And Jones says, I tried to find a prism. I was wanting to pass it around for these young people. A prism's a triangle, a piece of glass. And Jones said, the true doctrine, the light of God, shines through that prism. And then, as most of you know, when it comes out the bottom, it goes to all the colors of the rainbow. He said, but when that true light shines through men's minds, they like to color it their way. I like to slant it my way. Maybe toward Tennessee Walkers, let's say, or toward Chevrolets. I like to slant it my way, is what he said. And we need to stick with the doctrine. And then this last one here, Hare, H-A-R-E, he said, not whether the doctrine is beautiful. He said, we're going to a place. And I don't want to pick the road that's beautiful. It might not be going there. I want the road that's going where I'm going. Right. That's exactly right. Okay, well, let's look at some... here's how I got started down this road. Proverbs 4, 1 and 2. It says, "Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine." The number one kind of doctrine, God's doctrine, right doctrine, is good doctrine. And it said, "Forsake ye not my law." Well, how good is it, Brother Rick? Well, I'm glad you asked. Did you ever look up the word good? I'm scared plumb to death. I'm going to tell you how many definitions there are. You'd leave right now. Good. How good is it? Well, sometimes the word good means... notice right here, good doctrine is singular. There's just one. Right off the bat, did you know sometimes good means valid? It means legal. You know that's legal. I've heard about someone using this in the courtroom. And they'll accept the verse. As far as I know, it's still legal. It's still valid. As far as I know. You don't have to worry about it. It's still good. You know, sometimes the word good means adequate to support. Brother Eddie White told us about, he laid a hunting magazine on top of his grandma's Bible. And he called it a conniption. Remember that? He said she went into that conniption fit. Now, it'll hold it up. It'll hold me and you up. It'll hold the whole church up. Yeah. But I wouldn't put it... But He's above all. I wouldn't put anything over top of it. I wouldn't. You know, sometimes the word good means not weak or false. I'll go ahead and tell you it's not weak. It's not. It's good doctrine. This is good doctrine. It's safe. Sometimes the word good means safe. It means competent. It's good doctrine. It's competent. I'll go ahead and tell you. It's favorable. It's well qualified. It's got a good history. Been doing it for a long time. Able. It's good doctrine. It's skillful, ready, faithful, and kind. Talk about the good doctrine. Good doctrine. Let's look at it in 2 John 1:9. "Whosoever transgresseth, and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ." Well, no wonder it's good. Look who it belongs to. "Hath not God, he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." You know, sometimes the word good means complete. It hadn't been added to since before 1600. It's complete. It's complete. Sufficient. It'll do the job. Perfect. Sometimes the word good means perfect. It's perfect. Best. It's got to be. It's the only one. It's the best one. Unblemished, like the sacrificial lamb back there in Exodus. This is unblemished. No, cheerful. Great. Not small. Elegant. It's way over my head. It's elegant, Brother Austin. Elegant. Mark 1:22. "They were astonished at His doctrine, for He taught them as one, big O, one, that had authority, not as the scribes." You know, sometimes the word good means moral qualities as the law requires. Virtuous. pious, pleasant. Sometimes the word good means pleasant. How about this? Companionable. Like a good companion. Sometimes this is a good companion. Good doctrine. Sometimes good means a companion. Calm. Sometimes good means proper. The Bible's always proper. Always proper. Fit. Convenient. Aren't you glad the Lord put it in English? That's pretty convenient for us. I'm glad it's not in Hebrew and Greek. That's really convenient. And then when He taught us how to read English, that really made it convenient. Got my own personal copy. That's pretty convenient. It's not chained to the pulpit. I don't have to drive to Summersville to read it. I got them laying around everywhere. Sometimes good means in season or well adapted. Sometimes it means lasting or useful. Useful. I know I've told some of you we don't use the word good like that. Like I might tell you that Brother Jared back there is a good fella. And what I mean by that is we laugh at the same thing. And usually it's stuff you're not supposed to be laughing at. And you're not supposed to laugh at others' misfortune. It's not nice to laugh at people. But he called me one time, and on the phone, he was telling me about he fell out of the shower. There's some kind of step down there. And I just laughed at him. He said he's sore, couldn't walk, all that stuff. And then he laughs at me just because I forgot my pistol in the airport. Had to pay this great old big fine. And we'll say, well, he's a good person, you know. But that's not how the Bible normally uses it. I've told you about my vice grips that I had. The teachers wore off of them. Sam left them out in the rain. And they froze up and locked up. And spring broke on them. And I threw them away. You know why I threw them away? They wasn't any good. They wasn't any good. They wasn't useful anymore. That's the way the Bible usually uses it, useful. Sometimes the good doctrine, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it's useful. Good doctrine's useful. It's useful. 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed to thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. It's still singular. The Bible would say it that way if it wants to. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Did you know one definition of the word good is conducive to happiness? This good doctrine right here is conducive to happiness. Just like copper will conduct electricity. Good means uncorrupted, undamaged, suitable to the taste. And it also means advantage. This good doctrine is a great advantage, especially if you know where it's at. If you're searching for it, don't know where it's at, it don't help you a whole lot. It's a great advantage if you know where it's at. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, good doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished unto all good works. The author is perfect. No wonder this thing's perfect. Good doctrine's perfect. Perfect. It'll make you perfect for the amount of time you've been growing. That you've been growing. Sometimes good means make up for a deficiency. I've got a lot of deficiencies. And this thing right here makes up for my deficiencies. Or to make up for defects. This good doctrine right here will make up for my defects. There's power in these verses. Sometimes good means full, or well, or right, or perfect. How about for our good welfare? Sometimes the word good means, one definition is, for our good welfare. This good doctrine right here is for my welfare and prosperity. How about Joshua 1:8? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. It's with good doctrine that causes all that. Well, that's the first kind of doctrine, is good doctrine. There's a wholesome doctrine. There's three Roman numerals. We're past number one. It won't take us too long. Let's look at 1 Timothy 6:3. Three big points. Number one, it's good doctrine. If any man teach otherwise, consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the good doctrine, which is according to godliness. This book is wholesome. It's wholesome. You know, back to good, one definition of the word good is medicinal. This book here, good doctrine, is like medicine. It's medicinal. Yeah. One definition for the word good is adapted to the cure. This right here, this good doctrine will cure you. Now, this medical department today, they're really into treating. That's not what this does. This good doctrine will cure you. It'll fix you up. It'll make you well, Sister Donna. This good doctrine is beneficial. It's medicinal. It's medicinal. It's suited to strengthen. This good doctrine will strengthen you. Sometimes the word good means suited to strengthen. Sometimes the word good means healthy. This good doctrine is healthy. Sometimes it even, the word good means removes pain. This removes pain. It's wholesome. It's wholesome doctrine. It's medicinal. Proverbs 4:10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. It's medicinal. It's healthy. It's healthy. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ears to my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. He's talking about good doctrine. Wholesome doctrine. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life. Nobody else can say that. The doctors can't say that. And it's eternal life unto those that find them, and health. Are you kidding me? Health to all their flesh. Psalm 107. We're talking about good doctrine, medicinal, good medicine, wholesome doctrine. Fools. 107:17. Fools, because of their transgression. That's me for about 21 years. Still haven't got wrapped too tight. Because of their iniquities are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near to the gates of death. It's going around. It's a common problem. Then, verse 19, they cry unto the big Lord, the capital Lord, the big L-O-R-D in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. He sent His word, His good doctrine, and healed them of their diseases and delivered them from their destructions. I'm talking about it's medicinal. It's healthy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Proverbs 3:1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. We're talking about wholesome doctrine. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to it. Well, now we're talking about mental health. Peace. Peace. Proverbs 3:8. It. Talk about good doctrine, wholesome doctrine. Shall be health to thy navel, a mar to thy bones. Proverbs 3:16. Length of days. Medicinal, healthy, good. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace of mind. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Happy? Are you kidding me? Happy is everyone that retaineth her. Mental health. She's healthy. She's wholesome. She's good. Proverbs 3:21. My son, let not them's wholesome doctrine, good doctrine. Let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life, wholesome, health, strength unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely. It went way past health. And thy foot shall not stumble when thou liest down. Thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down. Thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid. No phobias. This will get rid of the phobias. Get rid of the tranquilizers. Get rid of the psychiatrists. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Point number one is good doctrine. Point number two is wholesome, medicinal, healthy doctrine. Point number three, it's sound doctrine.
Yeah.
Sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 1, 9 and 10 has a long list of things not to do. And then it says, if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine.
Yeah.
To sound doctrine. Well, I looked up the word sound. I know you don't believe that, but number one, it means entire. Did you know there's no new Bible?
Right.
That this thing's sound.
Yeah.
The number two definition for sound is it's not broke.
Yeah.
This thing right here is not broken. It does not need fixed. Matter of fact, the definition for sound said it's not even shaky.
Yeah.
Not even shaky. Not even quivering. It's not split. It's not defective. It's like sound timber.
Yeah.
There's a tree up past our house. I took Kim and some of my in-laws up there and we looked at it. And that thing's twisted and all busted up. It's not black like lightning struck it. But it's not sound. It's not good for nothing. It's not good for anything. This is like sound timber.
Yeah.
Sound. The word sound means not decayed. It's not rotten. It's whole. It's perfect.
Yeah.
As sound fruit.
Yeah.
A sound apple.
Yeah.
Or a sound melon. I bought Sister Kim some apples today. And she's been making apple pies.
Yeah.
And they're not rotten. They're sound. So look up the word sound. It means not bruised. This thing's not bruised as a sound limb. It's not broke. It's not decaying as a sound tooth. This thing is sound. Titus 1:9, holding fast the faithful word,
yeah,
as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine,
yeah,
both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. If you look up sound, it means healthy, not diseased. As a sound horse,
yeah,
the veterinarian will tell you. As a sound ship, it's not going to stink. As a sound constitution, if I go to the doctor, that's another word for body, he'll check me out and he'll say, you've got a sound constitution. You're in good shape. You're good. You can go to work. If you look up the word sound for sound doctrine, it means founded in truth. It means firm, strong, valid, solid, right, correct, free from error.
Yeah.
If it's sound, it's free from error. If you look up sound, it says cannot be overthrown,
yeah,
or refuted as a sound title to land.
Yeah.
The hoist thing, I'm going to a land.
Yeah.
I wish I could sing it. I didn't want to tell you till now, but I'll go ahead and tell you. There's 60 definitions for the word good, for good doctrine. 60 of them. You just heard 60 of them. If you look up the word sound, there's 13 definitions for the word sound doctrine, not counting the ones for noise, the way we used it. There's 13 definitions. I give you good doctrine.
Yeah.
Forsake ye not my law. I give you wholesome doctrine. Don't put it aside. I give you sound doctrine. Now, what are we going to do about the good doctrine? We read what to do about the false doctrine.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about the good? Two more verses and we're done. We'll go deer hunting. We'll get up, be right on time in the morning, about 30 minutes before daylight. Teaching and instruction of God, Titus 2:9.
Yeah.
Exhort servants. Any servants in here?
Yeah.
I thought there was. I really thought there was more than that.
Yeah.
Exhort servants to be obedient unto their masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine. Adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Well, you know I had to look it up. I don't know how to adorn that. How am I going? What's he talking about? I didn't know what that meant. I had to check it out. The very first definition of adorn is deck. Now, you know, we're looking at December, and I'm thinking deck the halls with bells of holly. How am I going? And actually, I found out deck's the root word for decorate. How am I going to decorate this? Well, it says decorate the doctrine, make pleasing, to love in the highest degree, reverence, display the beauties of. And I kept thinking, how am I going to do that? How do you know, do more than what's been done right here? And then I got that last one. It says, adorn by virtue.
Yeah.
Going to take a virtuous life, a virtuous hand, virtuous feet to carry that down the street. If I've been robbing banks, I'm not going to be decorating this. Going to take a clean life. Decorate, adorn by virtue is what it says. Us servants are going to do. Purloining means stealing. And fidelity is faithfulness, careful and exact observance of duty, firm adherence to a person with which one is united. Anybody united to the Lord? Any loyal?
Yeah.
As a subject to a king, honesty, adherence to the truth, like observance in the marriage covenant of a husband and a wife. Adorned by virtue, I'm going to need a pure life. I'm going to need a clean life. I'm going to need to live right. It's the only way I can even come close to adorning this. Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for good doctrine and wholesome doctrine and sound doctrine. Now help me to do my part to adorn it. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.